Hishma Yisroi Choyen Midyan Choysen Moshe Eskol Asher Osor Elohim LeMoshe LeYisroel Amoi Ki Hoytzi Hashem Es Yisroel MeMitzrayim. So Rashi means, what is Vayishma Yisroi? So Chazal say, the first Rashi in Yisroi, Ma Shmuya Shoma Vebo קריאס ים סוף ומלחמס המולק. Then it says, אסכול אשר עושו, כי הייתי השם את ישראל ממצרים. So, רשי says, מה שמוע שומה קריאס ים סוף ומלחמס המולק? How רשי knows these two things? So bepashas bepshat haposuk, it says at the end of the pasuk, ki hoytzi Hashem es Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. So this vayishma es kol asher oso ki hoytzi. So from Rashi was mashma that vayishma has extra. But it's also not klob, because Rashi says es kol asher oso yirid asamon be'er ube'amolek. It's not amol amolek. Something is not klob bepshat. אז יש לך חום עם מזהים מדנת. יש לך חום עם עודף עם פשוטים. What? יש לך חום עם. סתם, קריאס ים סוף was not enough. שומו עם מרגוזו, חילו חז יפשוי פלושס. Was not enough for them קריאס ים סוף to come. They had to wait in Melchemes HaMolek. Mashmu Hashem, you know what was? It was Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes HaMolek. An elephant and a fly. Shut. So the Mephoshim say like this. Yisroi saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem loves Klal Yisroel. Unbelievable. So the sour sticks were coming from the sides. He saw a tremendous achim. Okay, well maybe Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Maybe something is wrong, you know, they're close to him. Yisrael was a very straight person, you know, he tried never have a dissolve in the world. He wanted to do the truth. Maybe Yichweis, his episode connection. He didn't rush. He saw they came to Refidim, Rofu Yadeya Min HaToyro, Miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Amalek. Here it's a real religion. Here is no muscle upon him. When you're good, it's good. When you're bad, it's bad. This is what he wants to be. It's very meduik. It says, Mashmu Shoma Vabach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Umilchemes Amolek. I would write, Venitzochin Amolek. This is Milchemes. He didn't hear. This is later. Kol Asher Oso Hashem, as he says, Be'er, Amolek, was nice things happened. But the reason he came was Kriyas Yam Suf v'milchemes Amolek. As a man the Omar that he came after Matan Teira. As a machlek is when Yisra came. Koide Matan Teira or after Matan Teira. So Moshe Feinstein speaks out, if he came after Matan Teira, and Rashi says that he came because Kriyas Yam Suf v'milchemes Amolek. So why he waited so much to come? Later. So, what he comes late, you will sit in your seat. You know? you're talking about that you took your seat. Okay? So the shaila is, if, like the Moshe, Rashi says, Ma Shmu Shama Vebo, Rashi doesn't mention Matan Torah. Sischachomi speaks it out. So it was a whole Matan Torah. If these two things are so exciting, Yisroel, after Kriyas Yam Suf, run over to Klal Yisroel, say, I want to be a part of you. So Moshe said what we spoke last week. Miracles didn't convince Yisroel to come. Could be Moshe is a witch. When he saw the Torah HaKadosha, then all the miracles became a mashmoyas. Moifsim on Teiras is garnished. Moifsim don't convince you to be in the side. If you see some of those mavsim lays, it doesn't mean you have to be with them. If you see the Torah there, then the mavsim shine, the right shining. But stam,
how does it change the mavsim?
It gets a different perspective to look at.
It happened before.
It happened before, but you see that the nature of Moshe is not, Moshe are not coming from the witch. They're not coming, they're coming from Kecha Sakdusha.
Before he was a witch, now
it's Kecha Sakdusha. No, the person is a witch, doesn't become a Kecha Tere. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nisgar Le, Lechi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Ho Yitzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem opened the Shomayim, and Hashem said, I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. It was me. And Moses says, the whole world saw. Yeah? So Hashem said, I'm doing the kiddush. I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. So then it got a whole. So Vayishma Yisroi Choyen Midya. What is Choyen Midya? So he was a Choyen in Midya. Why the Pasuk is saying his Yichus here? So the Pashtas, the Pasuk means to say, even that he was a Koyan Midya and he was a very choshev person, he gave up on everything to come to be with Moshe. Like before the Pasuk finishes, Hamidbor. Pasuk Hey. Vayavo Yisri Chos el Moshe Bono v'ishto el Moshe el Hamidbor. So Rashi Pasuk Hey. Af ono yodim shem Hamidbor hoyo. אלא בשבוחי של ישראל דיבר הקוסוב, שיושב בכבודו של אילום, ונדבוי ליבוי, לוצס אל המדבור, מוקם סויו, לשמוע דברתיה. So he came to the midbor. So חויין מידיון, לכו עץ. He was חויסן, חויין מידיון, he was such a חושב a person, and he left everything to learn תיה. But the kids of Shulchan Aruch, in ספר הפיריון לשלוימה, he says, גבר וגבר. זה הלוכה, that you... Chazal say you're not mekabel geirim, and you made David and you made Shlomo. I think it's a sugi in Yevam, it's Chavdali, no? Now you're not mekabel geirim, but you made David and Shlomo. Why? Because we assume the reason that they're coming is not because they're coming because it's good. The Jewish person is the right person. You know, people like to be with a winner. Same thing Chazal say, Lemoisa Mashiach, we're not mekabel. Now, if you want to join us, it's a proof that you want to be a part of us. But Limayz HaMashiach is garnish. So the Shaila is, how do you mekabel Yisrael? Then it says, the Gemara tastes as a kasha, how do you mekabel Bas Pavel? The Yimei Shleima. The Gemara herself speaks a lot. So the Gemara, she was a Bas Pavel. She also had covered Melachim. She didn't need it. So if she came, so this is the Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisroi Choyen Midyon. He also was doing right. He was doing well. You know, he's leaving his high position to be a slave by the Yidden. He's not coming to be with a winner. Stam a guy.
Wasn't he over? Didn't they tell him that he was a guy before him? So they made him, they were chaping him. And
I don't know, maybe it's in. Chves Nisht. She polished my Vidazor. He was not a guy yet.
Yeah, but he was
searching. Yeah, he was searching, but it doesn't mean that he wants to come. Vayitze vayikach Yisrael chos el Moshe tzipoy roish es Moshe achar shilucher. Chazal said that the Maisi divorced her. Not only that he sent her away, he divorced her. So the Shaila is why she's called Eishes Moshe. Okay, she was Eishes Moshe. Especially if you're a Balaam, that black the Ishus even after Gerushim. Yeah, but what's this Eishes Moshe? Before she said, because Ishti Shel Melech, you're not allowed to marry even after she's divorced. So Moshe Rabbeinu, she was called Eishes Moshe, and this is the reason she can't get married to no one else, because Mishtamash Bishalvita Shel Melech. ויאמר ישראל חיס מייש בנו ויש מייש על המדבר אשר חי לשם ויאמר אל מייש אני חי סן חי ישראל בו אלך ואיש תחו ושני בנר אימא ויאיצ מייש לקרס חי סנוי וישתחו ואיש אקלוי וישלו איש לראיו לשלום ויבואו אל זוג דיינס בן עזיר ונפק מייש מתחוס אננה יקור לקדמו חמוי וסוגיד ונושק לי וגיירי, ושאלו גבר לחברי לשלום, ועשו למשכן בייס אולפנה. So the Yonis HaMenazir said that he was Megayerim, but it's Meduyik here that he says that he was Megayerim before he asked him Lesholem. When the fact Moshe mitchos anana, Moshe went out the anan, lekadmu chamui, v'sagid v'noshik lehi, v'shtachavein kistim, v'gayerim he was Megayerim, v'shalem gavar, v'shailu gavar lechavrei Lesholem. So the Shaila is why? So Ander will say, because it says, Va'ishalu ish l're'eyu. And Chazal say, Re'eyu shor shel re'eyu, ve'lo ishor shel goy. So re'eyu cannot be a goy. If re'eyu cannot be a goy, so Yonis ibn Uzziel had to learn, Al-Kochich was Megayerim before he asked him to show it. Even though we mentioned right in Chumashir that we have twice re'eyu in the Torah, that doesn't mean a yid. Re'eyu means even a goy. V'shalu ish l'me yisre'eyu so. It says re'eyu, and it doesn't mean a yid. There's another pasuk that vayet Yehuda leisha al dormoi le're'eyu al dormoi chirod. When Yehuda went to do with the sheep, it says re'eyu. Tzad sheni, the Gemara says igar sher ish sher re'eyu, and Chazal say re'eyu ve'lo yakum. But the answer is very partial, we said, and it fits with the Targum. Sometimes re'eyu means a friend, sometimes re'eyu means a Jew. If the Re'eyu says, Shor Shel Re'eyu, well, if the Ki Igach Shor Ish, your Shor will be Negeach Shor Re'eyu. Your Shor will be friend. What if it's not your friend? No difference. Why it says friend? It means Yid. Well, when Moshe told him, go over to your friend to ask for money, he says, you know, just everyone, the one that you know in Mitzrayim, go ask them for something. So you call them friends. But when the Shor Negeach Shor Re'eyu, there's no point to say friends. There's no point at the Shor. It says Yehuda went to his friend, Chiro. Here was the point to say that they were friends. Vayishalu l'sholem. It's ish l're'eyu. It's a chomiv. It's a shver. Friends? It's not even friends. What is the God of Lador? What is the shver? Other, his chayiv and his kovet. Chazal say, who is chayiv b'kovet? Who? Ein yodea mi l'mi. Shomer ish l're'eyu. Ish Moshe amo. So we made it, the Targum learned al kocho re'eyu here means a yid. But the Moshe of Skeni Bala Teisus learns Fakir that he was not Megayer till later, and he says if from here is a raya, you're allowed to say Shalom to a goy. So Machlekes, if you're allowed to say Shalom to a goy, the Moshe of Skeni on this pasuk says Mikan Shalom B'Shalom Goy. So Ander V'Zogim, it's Kemat Chayav Odom La'agim Shalom L'Cholodom Ve'Afilu L'Goy B'Shuk. The Gemara says, but as a tzad, you're not allowed to say Shalom to a goy. Hello, you're allowed to say to a goy. I think in America they say hello to the goy. This Nishkan Shalom. This is hello. But Sholem is the tzad, because Sholem is Shmoy Shakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Makis Chav Gimel, Brachas Samach Dalet, the Gemara says, Bekoishi Hitiru Lishol B'Shem. Because you're using Shem Hashem. But we learn out from Boyaz, V'yema Hashem L'Koytzrim, Hashem Imochem. But the Ritva says, the Sholem is, we know that in the bathroom, we're not allowed to say the word Sholem. The Gemara in Gittin and Gimel says, if you see someone by night, you don't know who it is, don't say Sholem, because maybe he's a shade. V'nimtzo Maske Shem Shomayim Al HaShadim. So the word Shalom is not a Pashto word. Over we don't say Shalom. Ain't Shalom la over la Ma Hashem. So you're not allowed. You're not allowed to use Shem Hashem to say Shalom because ain't Shalom la over la Ma Hashem. So the Meshav Skenim and the Tzad are not allowed to say Shalom to a goy. You're allowed to say hello, good morning. Aber Shalom, I think in America, like in the market, you don't say Shalom to the goy. You say good morning to the goy. Yeah, maybe different reasons. I saw Shalom to the goy in America. They say good morning. They don't say Shalom. Aber Tzad to say Shalom the Meshav. So Ander was arguing that the Yonis ibn Uzziel here, Taki came to answer the Moshe of Skenim. He had a kashi, you're not allowed to ask Shalom to a guy. So this is what he meant, that he was Megayim before he asked Shalom. The Moshe of Skenim says that from our Pesach is a guy, you're allowed to say Shalom to a guy. Fakir, the Yonis ibn Uzziel hold that Taki you're not allowed to. So this is the Pesach of the Yonis ibn Uzziel. The guy is Mishael al Shalom, because you're not allowed to ask Shalom for a guy. Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toivu asher oso Hashem leYisrael. Vayomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Ata yodati ki godol Hashem mikol Elokim ki badavar asher zadu aleihem. What is Badavar Asher Zodu Aleim? Rashi says, Ke Targumoi. B'mayim, the bow la'abdom hem ne'emdu. What they wanted to do, they did to them. The Enes Ben Azil also says like this. B'mizgom ed ha'arshu mitzroi le'midan yas Yisroel, b'mayo aleim hadar dine. The Unculus says something else. B'pizgomo di chashivu mitzroi le'midan yas Yisroel. What they wanted to do. Rashi says what they did. The Edison says that they did. Skirov said the Mitzvim had a lot of in Kiryas Yamsuf was all different things, up and down. And the Mitzvim had a lot of plans how to destroy Klal Yisrael. They never happened. But Begoya Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarev machshav ara lemaise. Chazal say shloisha hayu ba'isa eitzer Bilam, Iyoy, ve'Yisroi. So Yisrael was the only one that knew the plans. So he says, wow, I'm seeing Kiryas Yam Suf, every plan that he wanted to do. Ki badobra ata yodati, no one else knows. So everyone else, okay, if I could stand midah can I get midah, well, he sees what they did, and he's punishing them. But I see all the plans in Mitzrayim, I saw in the punishments, how the plans were fitting back. Reb Chaim said, this is the pshat, Hallelujah is Hashem kol goyim, Shabuchu kol umim, ki govar oleinu chasdoi. Hashem hallelujah is Hashem kol goyim. Shabuchu kol umim, ki govar oleinu chasdoi. Hallelujah is Hashem kol goyim. Shabuchu kol umim, ki govar oleinu. Hello, you know, say thank you to Hashem, because Hashem was nice to me. So like the Chaim, we don't know how much we have to thank Hashem. They know how much they are planning to do to us. The goyim know how much Hashem is saving the yidden. The yidden don't know how much nisim are happening to them every minute. Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim shabichu ki gober oleinu chasdoi. He says, this is the pshat, what we say in the Balagode. Shabichol dov v'dor chayav odam liris atzmei ki ilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. Zogdi Balagode, Tseul Mad, Mabikesh Lovan Arami. He wanted to kill us. We didn't never knew even. Kadosh Baruch Hu came by night and told him, Oy, if you kill Yaakov. Tseul Mad, Mabikesh Lovan Arami, Shebechol Novodoy Ramim Oleinu Chaliseinu. Elo Shea Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzleinu Miyodom. Ki Badomar Asher Zodu Ale. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayichad Yisroi. Rashi says, Vayismach. Umedrash agode b'sori nasa chidudim chidudim meitzer al ibud ha-mitzri. Ayon da amri in shegiyor al asore dori al tevoze aroma b'apei. The Gemara b'Sanhedrin says that he was mal. That Yisroi made a bris milah. Vayichad Yisroi, he took a knife and he was mal himself. So the Shaila is, it says that Klal Yisrael never did a bris milah in the midbar, right? It's a pasuk in Yeshua, Haselecho Chaboy Tzurim v'mulis Yisrael. Klal Yisrael never made a bris milah the 40 years that they were in the midbar. Chazal say, why? Because it was Ruach Tzfoinis, and Ruach Tzfoinis men Hasheves. And all the 40 days, the Klal Yisrael were in the midbar, the Ruach Tzfoinis was not men Hasheves. So it was dangerous to do a bris milah. So this reason Klal Yisrael didn't do a bris milah. So the Shaila is, why Yisrael did a bris milah? If it's dangerous. Why Yisrael did a bris milah? So the poor terutzim. There's one teretz, I saw, they bring down that, why the Ruach Tzfoinis, Maharsha learns, why was no Ruach Tzfoinis? Because the Ruach Tzfoinis would move the anonym. The set of the anonym, the Ruach Tzfoinis mefazer es anonym. So Klal Yisrael, they had to be inside the anon. Yisrael is a goy. He went out the anon, he mauled, and then he came back. Even that some of us say that in the Targum that we said before, it says that Moshe went out of the anon. But the same Chazal say even if he went out of the anon went on top of him. Mishayon and Poltoi. Maybe Klal Yisrael had a din to be in the anonym. Or more from that, maybe they were not even mechuyif to go out the anon. And the Magen Avraham has a tzad that a person is not mechuyev. A person has a kid. He doesn't have a moyel. He's mechuyev to go to a different city to mal the kid. No moyel. How much mitzvah is as mechayev? There's no esrogim. Not a moshel. It's not a lot of times. No sukkah in the city. So you travel to a different sukkah. What?
First meal
is kavas. Well, esav and mitzvah is like a kavas. Same thing. I know. Some people are like a shvach. If they don't have a sukkah, they don't go to a different city. I think bris milah, the same people go. Yeah. You don't have a good sefer there. You don't go. Yeah. Some people moshel. No minyan. They don't go vacation. Yeah. There's some mitzvahs that people don't go to different cities for the mitzvah. Not going in out when yes and when not. So Mamela, but Magen Avraham, there could be no chiyuv to go out. So it could be Klal Yisrael, we're not mechuyuv to go out the Onan. Out the Onan, it was like outside the city. The Amalekim were there, the Akravim were there, out the Onan. So Klal Yisrael, but Yisrael wanted it to be a girl, so Mamela, it had to be Mal. But the Mephoshim wanted to say a different vote. You're right, it was very dangerous. Misafik, you're not mechuyev to be mom. But Yisrael wanted to be megayer. A girl that doesn't make a bris milah is nishkin girl. So he didn't have a breira. Misafik, you don't have to be mom. But Yisrael is a chiddush. It's a lot of pashas. A girl is allowed to make his asma. It's a kona to make him a mitzvah. Yisrael wanted to be megayer. If not, he will not be a girl. And here was a ma'aseh of B'chaim Moisel. Chaim Moisel written to a rav. He asked him to take out a safe. It was a rav in that days. I think he was in America. I'm not so sure. It was a yid that was choyle and sugar. A yid, a goy, shegetz, that was choyle with sugar, and he couldn't. He had very bad diabetes, and if he would cut himself, he could have bleeded without stopping. So the doctor said that he can't do a bris milah, but he wanted the megayah. So the Rav wanted to say, okay, he's an oinus on the mila, so you can make a guy with a mikveh levat. There's a gemara, what would be if a person doesn't have a gid? It's chopped off. Happens. You could make a guy, the gemara says, yeah, like a lady. You just go to the mikveh, is enough. So that Rav wanted to say, a person is an oinus. So then he can make a guy without a bris mila. This is what that Rav wanted. Chaim Moisel yells on him, that's kenished. And Adam Mila, he has to take out of his safe. He says, in our modern days, even if you say the maskon and you say for also not to do it, our people already use tzirufim. And that safer had a havamina, and already it becomes a shita. And then that safer has a havamina like that. So Prime Moshe brings that. So, then it was Chayzer. So, Reb Zalman Sarochin told him he has a rhyme from our parasha. That's what was dangerous to make a bris milah. But Israel knew that if it had a bris milah, it's not a yid, so Israel made a bris milah. So he wanted to prove to him that even if it's a sakone, you're not megaya, only if you megaya the bris milah. Yeah, for sure it's not a raya brura, because even if that rav is right, it's only the person that be'etzim can do it. Israel be'etzim could have done it, my lo yitzur, he'll be in a closed house. Say, the Metzias, boom, now we're in the midbar, we can't do it. It's not Be'etzim Mufka. I said, from this you have to learn, Alamol, to go to a Beis Din. No. Yanam Rav had a good Svara, Oynes. He had a Raya from Nichas Agid. So you want to be Machshir. Abba, Gedolei Yisrael, went to a Beis Din, and he passed the Nishta Zeh. There's no Shaychas. Michas HaGid, the Pshat is, it's a Nishta Kim Gid. Abba, it's a Dar Gid, and you just can't do it. Abba, you don't have a Eto. And they say, and the Goel Mevilna, you know, was a Gel Tzedek in the time of the Goel Mevilna. They burned him up in there and they killed him. So the Maizim of the Gel Tzedek goes that once he was in a shul, Chafetz Chaim would say over the story. And the father it was a little kid, the son of the tailor. And he spoke not nicely. Nivupe. So the Gel Tzedek said, Shma Mino. So it's like, Kitzur, his father came fuming, and he ran, and he was Moisel the Ger Tzedek. In that days, you're not allowed to Megaya, really. And he was Moisel the Ger Tzedek, that he was Megaya. And they passed him that his Chayef Sreifa, and they burned him. But who's the Goyen told him, Brocha, to say, Mekadosh, Kiddush Hashem. So before they went to burn him, the father, the kid, the tailor, came to ask him Mechila. He asked him, favor that when you come up to the Shemaim, don't be right of me in the Shemaim to what I did to you. So he told him, I'll give you a bashal. A kid has a palace from sand. He built it very nice, all nice. And then he's older. He has a house, a real palace. And when he was a kid, someone broke his palace from sand. Now he's in the real palace. And the guy that broke the palace comes over to him, you know, don't kill me for I broke your palace, yeah? Palace. He's all in house, he's gone. He says, you don't understand. I'm a Ger Tzedek, I'm dying in Kiddush Hashem. You think when I'm coming up to the Shemayim, you think I will mind that I lost that little palace? This world, it's not a little palace, it's sand. It's passes. It's not a bottle. Small little palace. This is the way the Ger Tzedek looked at himself when he's leaving this world. A person has to look at this world, a sand palace, a palace from sand. The Maril Diskin said a gewaldic pshat in the pasuk, a new pshat in Ganze. What says in the pasuk? Vayichad Yisroel al kol ha-toivu asher oso Hashem li-Yisroel asher hitziloi miyad Mitzrayim. So be'etzem, what is asher hitziloi? Hitzil klal Yisroel, right? How are you learn the pasuk? So he said like this. The Gemara says in Seyit Yudalev, Shloish ha-yu bo-Yisra Eitzah. Bilam Shiyoatz Nerak, Irem Shishosak Nilan Beisur, Yisra Shiborach Zocho Vyoshu Bono Belishka Zagozis. Right? So it was three people, Mitzvah. Bilam Shiyoatz Nerak, Irem Shishosak Nilan Beisur, Yisra Shiborach Yoshu Bono Belishka Zagozis. So when Yisra ran away, he didn't know from what he's running away. He didn't want to be in the Eitzah, yeah? But it could be the Mitzvah will be right, they will kill the Yid, and there will be nothing left from the Yid. Don't forget, Yisrael was not a Yid then even. But he didn't want to, he decided, doesn't sound straight, he's running away. So, Vayichad Yisrael Kolatev Asher Ozo Hashem Yisrael Asher Hitziloi Miyad Mitzrayim. Hashem saved me. The Maaseh, I ran away. I was saved. Look, now look what happened to Klal Yisrael. The ones that were good to Klal Yisrael are getting good. Vayomer Yisroi, and this pasuk is really what we said already twice last week, on different psukim. Baruch Hashem asher itzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim umiyad Paroi, asher itzil esaom mitachas yad Mitzrayim. What is eschem miyad Mitzrayim? Esaom mitachas yad Mitzrayim. So the first thing we said a lot of times, there was two parts. Shevet Levi were only in Mitzrayim. But they were not meshubit. The Om, Kral Yisrael, were meshubit. So Eschem, Moshe ve'Aaron, the Levim, is miyad Mitzrayim. Aber so Om, mitachas yad Mitzrayim. They were meshubit in Mitzrayim. Vahim imochos, vayeshev Moshe lishpoit es Om, vayam el Om al Moshe, min haboiker ad ha'erev. ויערך חויסן מוישה את כל אשר הוא עושה לאום, ויהיה ממועדו ברזה אשר אתה עושה לאום, מדוע אתה יושב לבדך בכל האום, ניצב הולך מן הבוקר עד הערב. ויאמר מוישה, כי יבואו לדרוש את הלויקים. ויאמר חויסן מוישה, לא יטויב הדובר אשר אתה עושה. נובל טיבויל, גם אתו, גם האום הזה אשר עמך, כי חובד ממך הדובר לא יתוכל לעשהו לבדך. So we asked the Kasha, I said again, I don't know if you're allowed to ask this Kasha, but this Kasha was bothering me for years. The first time I had this Kasha, it was like, I went to Tifrach for Shabbos. We believe that if Kadosh Baruch Hu will have to take a manik for Klal Yisrael, he will give him all of the skills how to be a manik, right? It's not sad that the Chadorim Amor didn't know how to be a cheder, and someone has to make a new way how to teach kids. Yeah? A new way how to learn Gemara. We know that our Gedolim, Hashem gave them all of the skills to do everything. And the way that you learn in Yeshivas Be'yum, Dossi Devek, all the Zachen, we believe that the Gedolim have the right skills. And not professors will come and teach us ways. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem gave him the system to teach Klal Yisrael. He decided he's sitting, people could wait in line for 5 hours. Right? Comes Yisrael, Agoi, Moshe, the system could collapse. Unless Yisrael came. You know, if not, we'll be waiting in line till now. Baruch Hashem! So, you know, Kivyachol, who knows what else mistakes we have in our system? Who knows? Cholila! Cholila! Teiras Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibel Teiru, Misinai, Mesor, Lishoy, Shaleskenim, Skenim, Vem Amru Shaydwari, Misunim Badim. This is the way Teir is given. Yisrael Kum Zagdeyas, Misiris, Maseire! We learn Moshe to Yeshua, Yeshua to Skenim, together, six time, four time, hour, another Vavir, yeah? So what's the Pshat here? So once I wanted to say a Pshat, I said, I found a Ksaviyat with Rebbe Chanan that he says it. I can't find again that Ksaviyat. I look again in that place and it's not there. But I remember I saw it there. I saw it in England when I was in England once. But I said it myself, and my Rebbe told me that I'm mechutzif to say it. But if Rebbe Chanan says it, so I could say it. The Sefer Satma printed once, Ksaviyat with Rebbe Chanan against the Tziyonim. Not the middle of the Ksaviyat Dalton, it's there. It's a red. It says, Pshat does say, what is retired? Novel Tibur Ato v'cholom. It's not good, not for you, and not for everyone else. Ato v'chol asherom. It's not good. The system is not good, not for you, and not for the folk. Moshe could think, bad, and for everyone is good. The reason I see that it's not good for them, because it's hard for me. So, b'meila, I think that it's not good for them. Maybe I have to work harder. So he had a negiah. He had to wait that someone from the side would tell him, Moshe, it's not good. So he cannot be the one to say that it's not good. Kilo, he's the negiah badovo. He told me you're not allowed to speak like this on Moshe. So I thought the answer is Rashi and Dvorim. Rashi and Dvorim says, Va'oimar aleichem, possibly before Sheini, Le'uchal, Levadi, You wanted to choose people that you could give them money and you could take care of yourself. But Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to the Klal Yisrael. Chalatetem adovor la'ana'aschem. Hoyo lachem lo'imah. Rabbeinu Moshe, v'mi no'el ilmoid. Mimcho im etalmidcho. Lo'im imcho shenitzta'arta oleh. First time, what should they do in Rashi? I would say, Moshe told them, Chalatatem adovo lana aschem. Hoye lochem loyma, Rabbeinu Moshe, umi noe lilmoid. Mimcho, umi talmidcho. Mimeni umi talmidcho. Loy mimcho, shato shomato mipi agvura. Rashi says, no, shenitzta'arta oleh. Should I give all the gazach in Rashi? It's not plus to the Rebbe, because he heard it from Hashem. He heard it from the Biskarov. He heard himself from Rebbe. Doesn't make him a mile. Abi of the Rebbe knows it. It's the same. The shaila, how much mesiras nefesh the Rebbe has? The Rebbe has mesiras nefesh. Migates to the Rebbe. As the Rebbe hadish get mesiras nefesh, doesn't make a difference if he heard it himself or he heard it in fifth. How much mesiras nefesh the Rebbe has? How much mesiras? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Arboim yoim lechem lo yochal diyumayim lo yishatisi." Said Vaistois, it was hungry. Not that he went up and he was not hungry. So what was the big deal? It was mamish like starving. Just Hashem gave him koyach to survive it. 40 days not to sleep, he was exhausted. Hashem gave him koyach. Person doesn't manage to learn one seder. He's tired. He can't wake up in the morning. he wants to make up the Torah. 40 days! 12 o'clock, he goes to put down his head. He's tired today. He can't come to Shir. He's tired. Night Seder, he leaves. He's tired. You know these people, Lazer? They're tired. Not you, Baruch Hashem. Abba Siddur Zarcha. Where's your Chavrusa? Tired? He's tired today. What is us? A sick pitam. And this is the point. So b'meile, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you have to say no. You have to say you want to hear from me. So b'etzem Moshe had to teach the Torah the way he taught it. This was the right way. Moshe had a Tanya Klal Yisrael, you have to say no. Just the answer is they're not holding in the Madrega, so he has to give up. So Moshe can't come and tell him, listen, you're not holding in the Madrega. Look, Moshe, if you tell us, we have to listen. Moshe has to come and say, this is the way. Yisrael says we can't. And they have to yell, Moshe, we will stand in line. And then they will manage. It's not tiny bit of Torah on the line. It's novel tibul, it's very hard. But this was the way it had to really be done. The Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh for Klal, for Torah. So the Pasuk. What? No, the Maisa Klal Yisrael were not holding there. So you had to tell him, the Maisa you're not holding this. But maybe you have to do different. Zot posuk beis, yutes beis. Vayisu merefidim vayavoyu milbar sinai. Vayachlo bamilbar vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahor. Lomu hu tzach lachzor uleforesh meheichan nosu. Vare kvar kosu sheberefidim ayuchoynim. Biyedua shemisham nosu. Elo lehakish nisiyosu merefidim lebiyosu lebar sinai. Ma biyosu lebar sinai betshuveh.
We finished the parasha, last parasha. Vayachnu berefidim, vayovay amolek vayilochem b'Yisrael. Pasuk ches, yudzayim ches. Vayovay amolek vayilochem b'Yisrael berefidim. Zok Rashi, refidim, sherofu yedeyem midivre teire. Barturim says the gematria rofu yedei min hamitzves. Zok Rashi vayisu mayufidim vayavor midbar Sinai melamed. מה ביוסן לא מתברסין לי בתשובה, אף נסיוסן מרפיד לי בתשובה. זה הרשי. זוג לנציב הגיוולדי כפשט. זוג לנציב הגיוולדי כפשט. It's not stop, שאין הרשי. It says you're the secret. It's against you know, all the בוחים don't know the secret. People think, לא, רפידים זה שווח עם עצב, we'll come to our Sinai fest, קבול הסתיר. Next man, Sunday, ונגן את השטרקת. So as Mamaenas, I'm back into the Suya. Never. Kasem Shabiyosom Imid Balsinai Betshuva Nesiyosom Erefidim. You can't start tomorrow. It doesn't go. Mid Balsinai would never come. Vayachnu Berefidim, the Tshuva was Berefidim. In the middle, the end of Machzor Gushosei, you start with the Ganze Shtarkeit. The people that say, next Suya, get the Perek Sheni, we'll start. These people, there's no hope for them. No hope. I'm sick. Next week, what's next week? I say, every time I had a friend, he knew Shas. He was 17, he knew Shas. I'm telling you, he knew it, Yashar V'Hafuch. He knew Chavrusa every night, 4 hours, night Seder. From 9 till 1 o'clock by night. Or from 8 to 12, I think from 8 to 12. We didn't sit in mismanagement because people would disturb him. He was like, the Ma'am Mukhaim, everyone would ask him. So we sat in Kol Chazanish near Padovich, and we learned from 8 till 12 every night. Sometime, we learned Ksuvis, the second part of Ksuvis. Kmo, Ashetesis, Rishonim. He was a Choshev guy, you know, I slept with. I remember 12 times, 5 to 12, we finished, we got to the Mishnah. It's So I close my Gemara. He tells me it's 5 to 12. Because I'm starting to learn 12 o'clock, I close the Gemara. I told you, you're crazy. He said, no, I learned till 12. I have to sleep my hours. Over 5 to 12. He told me, I'm telling you, from this I became learning Shas. This is the secret. I see some Bachim, a quarter to 12, they finished the Sugya. Hey, Tzachon, you know, Arum and Arum. No, you don't see it. Baruch Hashem, you're sitting here learning. But you have guys. Quarter to 12. You know, you think, you go down, you think all the bathrooms will be full. No, they're not even full. You know where they are. Yeah, it's a nest, they sell something to drink outside. Well, why? What happened? No, they finished. I mean, they finished. There's no chance. If you leave Refidim as they even daf, you come to Al Sinai. Stop it.